can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Welcome to More Than Ordinary, brought to you by Seven Generation Games. I'm Anne Maria DeMars.
And I'm Julia DeMars.
Today, we have a guest host because my normal co-host, Maria Burns Ortiz, is first at the Native American Innovation EdTech Summit in Flagstaff, Arizona, where she is revealing our brand new game, Making Camp. Then she's flying to Washington, D.C., where she will be at the White House Summit on the State of Women. So I needed to find a guest co-host right away. And since we had Julia, who had graduated from high school, didn't have anything to do at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, here she is. So my first question for you, Julia, is you have had an experience that less than 1% of American adolescents will ever have. And that is you went to boarding school. Not only did you go to boarding school, but you went for all 4 years. Now, let our listeners know, was it like Mean Girls? Was it like Hogwarts? What's it like? And should you send your kid?
Well, it was not like Zoe 101, which is what most kids my age think it will be like, where it's like boys can come in your room anytime and you have cool RAs and like it's just like college and stuff, but it's not. It's like high school, but worse. It depends really on which boarding school, but mine in particular, it's an experience. I mean, maybe send them there if they could. You think they could benefit from being on their own if they need to toughen up a little bit. It'll make you more independent if you're not already.
So that's the conclusion from Julia DeMars. If your kid is a lazy slacker who needs to toughen up, you should send them to boarding school. All right, next, I'm going to ask a story question. I was astounded to find before this podcast today that Julia had never experienced story questions. Those are when you're in a conference or a class and someone goes into this long-winded story pretending that it's a question when it's really a story about them. So I have a story about Bubba. When I was teaching my very first year, all of the professors were required to teach this class called the Freshman Year Experience. And we would have, say, 10 students in it and one professor. And they were supposed to learn things that would help them succeed in college because, little known fact, 13% of college students who drop out do in their first 8 weeks before Thanksgiving. So we wanted to intervene early, find out if you have a problem writing, say. So every student was assigned to write a 10-page paper, API style, anything you want, just so we can see, do you have problems? Do you not know that sentences begin with a capital letter and end with some kind of punctuation? So this kid, Bubba, was in my class. He came in every day, sat in the back row, put his cowboy boots up. So I talked to the most senior professor I knew and said, what do I do? I think this kid cheated, he copied his paper, and she said, invite him into your office and ask him to talk to you about it. Tell him you were really interested in his paper. And if he really wrote it, he'll be flattered. And if he didn't write it, he'll be busted. So I did that. And Bubba comes to my office, and I said, well, son, I was really interested in your paper you wrote. Could you tell me why you chose to write about John Steinbeck? And he puts his cowboy boots down on the floor off of that chair in front of him, and he says, well, ma'am, when I was riding the rodeo circuit in high school, I had to do a book report, and my partner gave me this book, The Red Pony, because the title, we figured, is about a horse, and I like horses. He said, you'll like this book. It's got to be about horses. But you know, ma'am, it was about a lot more than horses. And then he went on to tell me all these novels he'd read by John Steinbeck and what they meant to him personally. So that was an enlightening moment for me, because I always thought of myself as a very unbiased person. You know, I don't make racial slurs. I am not against other religions. And I realized at that point that I'm not nearly as unbiased as I think I am. So here's the question there. My question for you as a younger person is, do you think the younger generation has less bias than us old people?
Well, I think at least in my small school that there wasn't a lot of obvious bias or anything. I mean, we had field trips. I've gone to probably 3 field trips at least to the Museum of Tolerance. And we learned there that, I mean, everybody has bias no matter what. We just have to learn from it and realize that stereotypes aren't true and all that.
If you're one of those people.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, for example, when I was around a tournament one time, my friend Jake introduced me to somebody. He says, this is my friend. She was the world judo champion. And he says, you're Anne Maria Burns? And I said, well, I was. I mean, it was my name before when I was married. Now it's Rousey. I got married again. And he says, no, you're not. Anne Maria Burns is a big dyke lesbian. And Jake's like, no. I knew her husband. And all three of her husbands she's had, well, like not all at once. But we thought it was really funny because I am actually not a lesbian and I'm very secure about that. So I could joke about it. If you are a lesbian, you could write in and let us know if that's the sort of thing you'd be offended about.
I mean, I kind of wish I was a lesbian.
Oh, inconvenient.
I know. It's really unfortunate.
Well, how do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, college is coming. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm not going to talk to my mom about that.
I don't want to hear about it.
I'm kidding.
Hi, I'm Claudia Christian from C3 Foundation. If you or a loved one is suffering from alcohol use disorder and traditional treatment has failed you, please consider the Sinclair Method, otherwise known as pharmacological extinction. The Sinclair Method involves taking an FDA-approved, safe, non-addictive opiate blocker called naltrexone 1 hour prior to the first drink of the day. Over the course of a few months, drinking levels dramatically decrease because cravings subside. The Sinclair Method has a 78% long-term success rate. For more information, please visit www.c3foundation.org. The C3 Foundation is a non-profit organization, and all of our services are offered free of charge. Thank you.
This is Paul Wolf of Fix Audio Designs. You can find us at fixaudiodesigns.com. That's F-I-X. And you're listening to More Than Ordinary.
Welcome back to More Than Ordinary. I'm Anne Maria DeMars.
And I'm Julia DeMars.
And for our More Than Ordinary tip, brought to you by Seven Generation Games, today we have a tip from a More Than Ordinary student. Julia graduated summa cum laude last month. She was the senior class president. She's received an academic scholarship, and she's signed to play college soccer. So I would say that pile of accolades makes her a more than ordinary student. So Julia, do you have any tips for students who would like to be more than ordinary?
Well, yes, I do, I suppose. Honestly, I don't know if I'm the most qualified or if I have any valuable advice to offer since I'm only 18. And, you know, honestly, anybody my age really hasn't done anything at all or anything for anybody we think we have. If you're like me and you haven't even had your first job yet, then you really haven't even begun. But with all that said,
you're going to be like me and Maria. You're going to just give a tip anyway, whether you're qualified or not. Go for it.
Yay. Okay, so here's my valuable advice. I just toughed it out until college so that I could, I mean, like, because high school and everything, you're not going to like all the classes or any, or your teachers necessarily. So if you want to get to college where you'll have more freedom and leeway to do what you want to do, you just have to kind of tough it out and for all the courses there. And even socially, like, you'll have to tough it out. But you just have to distance yourself. Just tough it out, pretty much. Just be independent and tough.
It's like that guy from South Park said. I forget his name. Do you know the name of the guy who does South Park? Do you know the name?
Nope. You never let me watch it.
Good. Anyway, he went to Columbine High School, the same high school where those kids shot a bunch of people. And in the movie Bowling for Columbine, they interviewed him and asked him if there was something he could tell them, what would it be? And he said, you only had a few weeks left. You know, high school may seem just awful and you don't have any friends and people make fun of you and they make fun of your clothes or whatever. But in a few weeks, it would have been all over and they never would have seen those people again. So I think that's good advice. You know, tough it out. Yeah, the social stuff, whether it might seem to suck now, but it's going to be over.
Plus, there are advantages to having like a bigger friend group, especially if they're all academically driven like you, or their parents are making them get good grades like you. At least at my school, I had a lot of more privileges and advantages since it was like a fancy schmancy private boarding school. But with my friends, at least, we all helped each other like with homework and like study guides for finals and everything. So that was an advantage for me academically.
Do you think that if you went to a regular public school that wasn't a fancy schmancy boarding school, that you would have that same opportunity to have a group of friends like that?
Yeah, I think there's at least in every school, there's going to be at least one. It's possible wherever you are to find somebody like that. And if you can't, just be that person for yourself.
Our guest on the podcast next week will be Terry Alouse, lead singer for the band Great White. Like all of our guests, Terry is more than ordinary in many ways. One of them, in addition to being a great singer, is that he's an amazing contributor to the community. Just about any good cause or fundraiser, you can find him helping out. Not coincidentally, the last time I ran into him was at the Ronnie James Dio Stand Up and Shout fundraiser for cancer research. So I thought it only fitting that we'd lead out the podcast today with Terry singing Heaven and Hell by Ronnie James Dio, a track from his latest effort. If you'd like to pre-order his newest musical venture, you can go to pledgemusic.com, search for Terry Alouse, and get there quick because there's only a few days left. You can also find all of the information on our blog, 7generationgames.com. Where do the donations go when you sponsor an individual license? Well, occasionally we'll get contacts from foster care programs who would like to give a game to a child as a birthday present or just a little, you're in a new home, it's rough. Other times we take the individual licenses and bundle them up and sponsor an entire classroom. So, speaking of people who sponsored an individual this week, big shout out to Howard. Thank you, Howard. You rock. And someone who sponsored an entire classroom herself, Elaine, thank you very, very much. Do you want to be like Howard and Elaine and help out your community? Or do you want to be like some of our other listeners and spend all of your money on expensive hookers and cheap whiskey? Or cheap hookers and expensive whiskey? No, of course you don't. Be like Elaine and Howard. Sponsor a child or school. Go to www.7generationgames.com/buy. Follow the prompts to donate. Or, if you'd like, you can play the games yourself. They're fun. They'll make you smarter.
Dream. Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7GenerationGames.com. And that's 7 as in the number 7, GenerationGames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7GenerationGames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.